prepare yourselves for Ethan and Aaron's Confessions of a Movie Snob, the ongoing discussion of
film Ladies and
genres.
Gentlemen, trees and multiforms, welcome to the podcast. I'm Uncool Aaron, and with me is the writer, Ethan Parker. Say hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
That's, son of a bitch, I forgot about my rule.
That's clever writing there, you see. You know.
Yeah, clever writing. And, tonight we're going to be doing something. We're going to be doing something that I'm not going to call a long time coming. We have two guests on that I've been talking to for over a year. Honestly, I don't know where the fuck I met either of them, but I met them over the wonderful world of Facebook, I think. But what we're going to do tonight is I have two of my big old comic book geek friends on, Manuel Carmona. Say hello, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
More like gentlemen and lady, if there is one lady listening.
Yep.
And then we have Mr. Number One Bat Fan himself, Corey Gaitan. Say hello.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. Hey, hey, hey. So what we're going to do tonight is going to be fun. What we've decided to do is we all know that there is a Justice League movie in the haps. And so the four of us are going to discuss this as if Christopher Nolan came down on high and said, Ethan, Manuel, Corey, Aaron, you are now the producers of this movie. Make it happen. And so we're going to talk about what we'd like to see happen under a couple of guidelines that I came up with on my own and didn't tell these three about it because I wanted to make it interesting on the fly.
All right.
So before
that,
we get into any
involve,
of that. We're
producers in Hollywood now, so does it involve hookers and blow?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't. Okay, but before we get into all that, we do have a little bit of geekly happenings. It's what we call news relevant to us geeks. We were talking about a little bit about this post-show, and why don't you guys explain this pre-show? Jesus, I'm not any good at this. But why don't we talk about this? You guys seem to be more familiar with it, so what's the story, you two?
The action comics... writer, I think his name is Deagle, Andy Deagle. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
He just went on Twitter and said he's quitting. He's not working on the title anymore. He was supposed to start, I think, next month. And he just went on Twitter and said he's leaving the book because
sadly
of editorial.
Leaving.
What's that?
He said sadly leaving was his Twitter thing.
No more action for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, I don't mean to step all over you, Manuel. But,
No, you're good, man.
But
that's what podcasts are.
Yes.
but also then it was on Newsarama, and then like literally an hour after that, I forget the guy's name who was going to end up writing Red Lanterns and Green Lantern New Guardians. He's like, I'm quitting too, editorial reasons. It's like, peace.
Imagine that, editorial problems at DC Comics.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Marvel Zombie. No, it happens. They've been going through a lot of editorial changes. Now, just over the life of this podcast, how many times have they changed chief officer? I mean, it keeps happening, and it's going to happen, especially with a book like DC, especially with something like, you know, the new 52, and doing dumb shit like killing Damian Wayne. I mean, dumb things happen sometimes, and we end up having to pay the price. It sucks, but what are you going to do?
But I read that Damian's death was a long time coming, according to Grant Morrison.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
He basically created him with the purpose of killing him.
Just to piss us all off. And
yeah.
Worked. I wrote a blog about it. I think Manuel wrote a blog about it as well, but yeah, we were none too happy with that because back in the early days of the podcast, I went on a tear about how much I love Damian and how he's one of my favorite comic book characters, and they go and kill his ass. And
of course,
that's Grant Morrison for you. He just likes ripping our hearts out. So I can't deny him. I can't deny him though. He's a good writer. I like his stuff.
Hey, it's the abusive boyfriend principle. He's beating the shit out of us, but goddamn it, we love him anyway. So.
I can't quit you!
Okay. I can't think of anything else geekly happenings. No, that's good. Ethan, geekly happenings?
Nope. Nothing
you can't
is geekly.
Quit me either. Can't
nothing is geekly happenings. No, I can never quit you, Aaron.
Very nice, very nice. So I guess at this point, we're going to move on to the reason why we're here. We are going to be talking about a Justice League movie. Like I said before, we're going to pretend like Christopher Nolan comes down, and he is at this point tasked at shepherding the DC universe. Well, the DC film universe, meaning he's going to be... Go ahead.
No, cinematic universe, I said.
Yeah, the cinematic universe. And so I think his first big project is going to be the Justice League. And anybody that has, you know, two brain cells they can still rub together can see that as particularly problematic, especially using the Avengers as a guideline, which I'm sure they're doing because the Avengers made just a metric shit ton of money.
Yep.
But the difference in the Avengers and the Justice League is we have one series of Batman, which is supposed to be over. We have a Green Lantern movie that fucking flopped. And we have a Superman movie coming out this summer that, we don't know anything about. So at this point, they are trying to move forward with the Justice League movie. And so we've got to figure out how that's going to happen. Now, to prove something, I'm going to ask everybody a question. I'm proving a point here that I brought together this specific group for a specific reason. And that is I did not go out and grab a bunch of yes men. I'm going to go around the table. I'm going to start with Ethan, and I'm going to ask your opinion of The Dark Knight Rises.
I like The Dark Knight Rises, actually. It was it is a movie that has its flaws. It has some plot holes you could probably drive some trucks through. And other than that, I enjoyed it as a last chapter. It's sort of the Return of the Jedi of the trilogy.
Okay. Corey, what did you think of The Dark Knight Rises?
I think my opinion on that movie is pretty well known. I guess
it is on Facebook.
Constantly, from what I've been told. to me, it was just the great final chapter of the trilogy, and it's like if you look at it as a whole, like it just made everything full circle. And, I loved it. I saw it 15 times in theaters.
Yep. Yep. I think. I did too. I'm somewhere between Corey and Ethan. It is my second favorite of the Dark Knight trilogy. But what's weird about me is compared to everybody else is Batman Begins is my favorite of the trilogy. It's because I'm a big fan of Ra's al Ghul and Talia al Ghul and the League of Shadows and shit like that. So it just really played to my prejudices. But I did really like The Dark Knight Rises a lot. Not a perfect movie, but it's a good movie. I own it, and I'm not ashamed to own it. Manuel, what is your opinion of The Dark Knight Rises?
If I wasn't such a big Batman fan, I guess it's a good movie. I mean, it's serviceable, but it's not what I wanted. You know, it's not what I expected. I think Nolan set the bar so high in The Dark Knight that I came in with such high expectations, and the plot holes were just too many for me to even enjoy it. Again, my wife and my brother enjoyed it. But I came out of the movie theater like, oh my God, I wanted to stab somebody.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny, though, is as we're taping this podcast, I'm sitting behind all three posters of it.
Yeah, I got...
I mean, what more can you say about Dark Knight Rises than sometimes you just can't get rid of a bomb?
I know that feel, bro.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't remember how the hell I met Corey. I probably met him through a mutual Facebook friend, but I know for a fucking fact that I met Manuel because of a bad review of bad meaning a negative review of the Dark Knight Rises.
I think it was an argument on my Facebook regarding The Dark Knight Rises.
It was.
Brought you two together.
Yeah, it was. But believe it or not, we kept it civil, still friends, 7 months later, just to figure that one out. But that's why I brought us together, is because we're not all going to agree with each other. Manuel and I, especially, I'm thinking, have completely different ideas about what a comic book movie should and shouldn't be. So, since this is my fucking podcast, as I like to say, what I've decided is... This is my fucking podcast, but somebody's got to be in charge here, so I nominate myself. So what I'm saying is, from on high, Christopher Nolan comes down to me and says, Aaron, you are a producer on this movie, and I want you to make this movie, and I want you to hire three people to help you as associate producers. And so I hire Ethan, Manuel, and Corey. And so we all go and sit in with a meeting with Mr. Nolan. And he says, the sky is the limit for you three, but I do not want you to completely dismiss everything that's been done in the DC cinematic universe so far. If you can save aspects of the Green Lantern, I want you to do it. If you can save aspects of, or like, let's say that we have access to the Man of Steel script, you can take stuff from that. You know, if you have a really good idea, we can, you know, tack an idea onto the end of it. If you can keep stuff from the Batman movies, Christian Bale's going to be hard to get back, but it's not impossible. Where do we start with this, guys? What do we want to do?
We don't want Christian Bale. He can stay away.
Why don't we want Christian Bale?
Honestly, the whole notion of Chris Nolan being a part of it is just frustrating to me as a fan of the movies and fan of the comic books. I think that Christian Bale is fine. He did a good job as his stint as Batman. But if we're continuing in that cinematic universe, it makes absolutely no sense for him to come back. He's done, you know. He's already set up a new thing for the new guy, and that would be Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that is true. However, again, this is why I brought in Manuel and Corey. I have been privy to some Joseph Gordon-Levitt arguments on Facebook about what should, if anything, would happen with that character. And for the record, I completely 100% agree with Ethan. I think that they should continue with the John Blake character. But I think between Manuel and Corey and maybe myself and a little bit of Ethan, we need to decide what direction that is. What do you guys think?
If they continue with John Blake as Batman, I've heard the argument that, you know, he's just too small to play Batman. I'm all like, people seem to have like a very short memory. There's set photos of fucking Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson standing together. Nicholson's taller than Michael Keaton. Keaton was 5'9".
All of the iterations of Batman throughout the comic books, I mean, he's been drawn and viewed in different ways. I mean, he can be this big bulky guy like Dark Knight Returns, or he can be a lithe like Bruce Lee, thin type of guy. You know, so really, I'd say that argument's pretty much done.
Okay. In my opinion, John Blake cannot be Batman, especially in the Justice League movie, simply because you have all these superhuman beings, Superman, Flash, they're all the top of the line. And you have this guy who's basically the only training he's at is a police academy. Mm-hmm. He's not even trained by Batman. He's just a guy that got handed the keys to the Batcave. I mean, in order for Batman to be at the level of Superman and all them guys, he took years of training. He's a ninja. He's a detective. This guy is just a rookie cop.
But then again, you go back to the Ra's al Ghul quote, and I know you're going to love me for this, Aaron, but when he's fighting Bruce and Batman Begins, he goes, you know, the training is nothing, the will is everything. And that's probably going to be the premise that carries
on. Well, and, you know, I think what Manuel's going for is what we'd really want is a movie in between here. That's essentially Batman Year One with Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Batman.
I'd buy that for a
dollar. I would. Go ahead, Manuel. I know exactly what you're going to say, but say it. Please do. Say it.
The problem is the Justice League don't form in the first year that Batman became a superhero. Mm-hmm. The Justice League, in order for Batman to even be able to hang around with those guys, he has to be at the top of his game.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not going to let in just some random guy because he's dressed in a suit. They're going to be like, are you crazy? I mean, I can leave a planet and you're basically out of police academy and you think you're going to hang out with us? No. It ain't going to happen.
Well, so let Ryan Reynolds in. Really?
Yes. I thought that was an underrated
movie. Anyway. I like that movie, kind of. I kind of like that movie. Okay. Now, Manuel and Ethan are completely right, but we have to ground ourselves a little bit in reality here. We don't have... I mean, we have the three Batman movies already, so... We could conceivably take Christian Bale and move him into the Batman role. We could put a bumper at the end of Man of Steel and we could bring him back, whatever. Or we could do something with the John Blake character. I think we should do something with the John Blake character. I'm not sold yet on how to turn him into the Batman character. Certainly not the, at the level of, the Christian Bale Dark Knight trilogy Batman. Really, I think the only way to save that character, to make him a viable force, would be to the smart money's on making him a Nightwing character, but I don't see that working without Batman. And so we're back to having to fucking pay for Christian Bale and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which isn't cheap.
Why wouldn't we be able to introduce the John Blake Batman in there, within the story of the Justice League movie, because, as far as his, he's been training all this time, like maybe Alfred's been helping him out type of thing,
People will complain, as they already have on Facebook, because I don't want to see a Batman that's not Bruce Wayne in a movie, goddammit. And I've heard that argument before.
I want to see that a lot.
I want to see that a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's no bones about it that Joseph Gordon-Levitt is my favorite actor, period, in my age range. Absolutely, 100% true. However, that is not really... It's totally man crush. He's a good dude. But beyond that, it isn't just because of that. Because I'm not going to call it an argument, but a discussion that Manuel and I got into at one point, where he was saying that it was actually a very civil conversation. And I think we were going on about a movie or something. He said, I want to see an adaptation of whatever this movie is. And I said, why the hell do we want to see an adaptation of something when we've already read that? And I would actually like to see an in-universe Batman in the John Blake character, and I'd be fine with the Bruce Wayne character in the comic books. I think that would be a neat and novel idea. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as if people would grab onto it and go with it, I don't know. But it might be worth a shot, but we'd need some serious writers on here. I do think that we would need some sort of movie or a couple of projects first to pepper him throughout, so we don't see him finding the keys to the Batcave and then showing up and rubbing shoulders with Superman. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need that there. And so, I don't know. I mean, that's what we got there. What I think we have there.
I think the easiest way, if we're just going straight into a Justice League movie, would be to basically keep John Blake off as doing a sort of a Nightwing thing and have, part of the story being the return of Christian Bale as Batman, like he's called back up because he needs it in it because we need him, type of thing.
The thing is that wouldn't really work.
Yeah.
That would basically destroy the whole mythology that Nolan created because if Christian Bale, the Batman, Bruce Wayne trusted him. So now he's basically saying, nah, you're not good enough, So that would completely destroy that whole scene.
And I agree. I completely agree.
And this is one thing that I wanted to say. I actually love the whole Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character in the movie. And I love his acting. And I actually said at one point, that movie seemed like the Gordon-Levitt story rather than the Batman story. He's in the movie. He does more in the movie than Batman does.
Yeah.
And he has more screen time than Batman does. So, it's not that I don't like him. It's just for the whole Justice League, there's a history. There's Bruce Wayne. There's Clark Kent. There's a friendship that starts there.
Yeah.
People are going to be expecting that if you take that away from them,
I have to ask this. You're 100% right about that, Manuel. You're 100% right. The people are going to go crazy if that's not in that movie, if they don't have like the long established friendship between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent. However, that is not established yet. So no matter what, we are walking into this movie where the two of them have to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, yeah. I mean.
They could also go the Frank Miller route where they don't like each other.
That would be a great route.
I love that route too.
I like that route.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, we got two options. We can say, okay, we got to figure this out, put a pin in it, and get back to it later, temporarily or whatever. Or we could say, why don't we wipe the board of the Nolan Batman and start over? What are your thoughts there? I don't think so myself. I think that this is a fixable problem.
Well, how would you fix it then?
How would I fix it?
Yeah.
I already said how I'd fix it. I know what Manuel is saying, but I would roll the dice and I would establish John Blake as the Batman character in the Justice League, absolutely, but I would make sure that at least a couple of movies happen, yeah, you know, between now and then, and I would pepper him throughout so he's not just seen getting the keys and then being in the Justice League.
See,
I would spend the next couple of...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think definitely it's a... it's a mistake to say, okay, we've done these Batman movies, we're doing Superman, all right, the next one is Justice League. There would need to be some more, because of like what Marvel did, you know, they did Thor, they did Captain America, they led up to that. They built in the background for all those characters first, and then did the movie with all of them. That's what needs to happen with Justice League. So, I mean, that means we need to do, you know, essentially need to do, we got Green Lantern, all that.
Flash,
so. I think we need one more movie.
Yeah.
I think we need one more movie.
Well, and we definitely need one more Batman movie. To at least
maybe
fix that.
And that'd
be fantastic.
They could have Zack Snyder do Flash. I mean, that's like go for him right there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves that whole
I think that we need to walk in with a minimum of three franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to say that we have Superman, Batman, Green Lantern. So we got those three. But we need another one in there because the way I'm thinking is the Green Lantern connection here is probably going to be pretty slim.
Yeah.
So I would say that we would go with something like, you know, Flash. I think a Flash movie could be done relatively low budget,
well, okay,
you know, in the $50 to $80 million range.
I think we need to figure out who the Justice League is going to be then.
Okay. I have a cast.
So we already have to have the Trinity.
Right.
We're all agreed there, right? So then that means we need a Wonder Woman movie.
Exactly.
We have Superman, we have Batman, and we'll need a Wonder Woman movie. So we got those three.
That's not sure if a Wonder Woman movie would sell, though. Thing. She's kind
of, I would watch the shit
I'd
out
watch
of
it. I'd watch the shit out of it, yeah, too. You know,
I completely agree with you.
The general comic book public doesn't like Wonder Woman for whatever reason. I mean, she's fucking awesome. But, like the animated movie that came out with a few years ago, had low sales,
was
but it was
so
like
good.
Just a great goddamn animated movie.
Yeah.
All right, Manuel, you said you had a cast, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your cast?
I think that the most problematic character for me would be the Batman character, because for me, the way I envision Batman, he's had experience. He's the Batman that we all know and love. And for me, the Ray Stevenson, that's the guy that I always see as Batman. But in order to
Ray
start
Stevenson
a
is Batman.
Ray Stevenson, yes. I will send you some.
Isn't
things.
He like 50? I know who he is.
And that's the thing. And
he's
that's
like.
The
Like 50.
That's the Batman that I see, but the problem is, like I said, in order to start a franchise with him, you can't because he's too old. Mm-hmm. So,
right,
the whole Christian Bale thing is too controversial, and it's gonna mess the whole universe, the whole mythology. It's not gonna work. So, who I pick for Batman is Armie Hammer.
I'm not sure.
He was already tagged to be in the Justice League movie before it got canceled. Or so for whatever reason, he was already tagged as Bruce Wayne. So he's already said I'm in whenever they call him.
That's Mad Men.
Who?
He's the Lone Ranger.
Oh, Lone
he's
Ranger.
He's the Lone Ranger.
Yeah. He was in Social Network.
And that's
Manuel,
another thing. Yes.
You know he's 5'8".
Yes.
That's fine.
He's
a
little dude.
Yeah.
So it's always dude. I'm like 5'. Look, Christian Bale's 6'2".
Oh, yeah?
He's not little at all.
Oh, my God.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, actually, technically speaking, if you want to get into comic book, like, you know, actuality, he's about as close to the Batman as we've had, because Batman historically has been 6'2 and 215. When Batman Begins started, he was 6'1 and 210. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, how tall is Henry Cavill? How tall is Henry Cavill? Do y'all know?
Henry Cavill? No clue.
I think he's 6 foot. I'll look it up. Keep talking.
Because Superman is generally taller than Batman. So if you have a guy that's 6 foot and he's going to play Superman, you should pick somebody. I mean, this is just nitpicking. I'm just, you know.
Sure.
those are the two. For example, this is my cast. And y'all can agree or disagree. Batman, Armie Hammer.
Okay.
Superman, Henry Cavill. Wonder Woman, Jamie Alexander. She's the girl that did Lady Sif.
Yeah, she was Sif.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Green Lantern, Green Lantern, I would actually pick Ryan Reynolds. And this is why.
I would too, believe it or not.
In that movie, in that Green Lantern movie, he didn't do a bad job. The movie flopped because there was no villain.
Yeah.
The villain was a cloud. That was the whole problem with that movie.
Angry cloud.
Yes.
You know, exactly.
Henry Cavill is 6 foot one.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
He's right. He's the same height as Christian Bale. Then.
So that's completely doable.
So,
so Reiser's in his shoes or something. Or film at an angle.
Yeah, I mean, they made those fucking hobbits really short. We can figure this out.
Yeah.
So, for The Flash, I would actually pick Bradley Cooper. That's the guy.
Which
I would
Flash?
Pick for. Barry Allen.
He's getting up there.
I agree with that.
Yeah, okay.
Man, not really. He's probably 35, 36. He's fine.
Yeah.
And he's probably not gonna be in the movie, but if there were a Green Arrow, I would choose the guy from the CW series, actually, because he's already the fan following right now. He's doing a good job.
That would be a smart business move, because it would be establishing a link between the television properties and the movie properties.
Exactly.
And it might get more people to watch TV. It might get the fans of the Arrow to go and watch, the movies. And that's a smart business move, and I could get behind that, even if he was just in a smaller role. And I love me some Green Arrow. I mean, the show I'm not a huge fan of, but I gave up on it too soon. I do plan on watching it all when the whole season's out, but yeah.
And I have a villain. I have a villain, but I don't want to talk about the villain yet. I want to see what you guys have to say.
Okay, I agree with that roster. Does everybody else?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
casting, I don't care about the casting. I agree with the roster.
Yeah, I agree with the roster. You know, definitely, yeah.
The casting, whatever. We don't care about the casting, but I agree with the roster. Okay, we got that. Now I want to talk about the finicky part of this. What do we do about Green Lantern? That movie fucking tanked. Apparently the four of us liked it to varying degrees, probably more than most people, but most people didn't. How do we fix that,
guys? Probably the person here who liked it the least, so.
It was one of those movies I feel that people just love to hate on for no apparent reason. Like,
it was.
I mean,
I'm not going to say for no apparent reason. There are legitimate reasons why people don't like it, but for the most part, they did nitpick it way too much. I agree with that.
It's a genuinely frustrating movie to me, but it had a lot of great elements to it and could have been really good. It just wasn't.
Mark Strong was the business in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Strong is the business in everything he's in.
That's
true. I was just going to talk about this.
Mark Strong.
The second movie was going to be a success, and this is why. It was going to focus on Mark Strong. It was going to focus on Sinestro and how he turned evil. And that's what everybody wanted to see.
Well, yeah.
That was the last shot of the movie.
Exactly. That's
what
everybody wanted to see.
That should be the villain of this. That should be the villain of the Justice League.
That would be Mark.
See, it would be exactly like what they did with Avengers. They took the Loki from Thor, which, don't get me wrong, Thor was successful. People liked Thor, but it wasn't a smash hit like Iron Man. And they took the villain out of that, and they made him the major fucking villain for the whole Avengers. And that would totally work with somebody, especially somebody as powerful and as weird as Sinestro, but also a strong actor as Mark Strong. I'm 100% behind that idea.
Actually, I hadn't thought about that.
That could easily be a really fun setup. You know, it's like basically.
And it's an easy fix.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with that. I mean, the casting in general in the Green Lantern was I think spot on.
Yeah.
It's questionable with Ryan Reynolds with me, but I'm completely up for giving him another chance.
I think he was directed once. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Corey.
I think the only question. Casting choice there was fucking Blake Lively. I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Fucking, she's. It's like watching a piece of wood act. Like, oh, I love you, Hallie.
It could always be worse. It could have been Kristen Stewart.
There's something charming about her, you know, terribleness. You know?
Not really.
No.
I'll give you that. She's like a train wreck.
Put a wig on a wooden door and
a mop.
I'd be on a mop and just same effect, really.
I'm I'm kind of right there with you guys about, you know, I'm all for giving Ryan Reynolds another shot. I am iffy about it. If, like, let's say that we get word down from on high from Nolan himself, you know, fuck Ryan Reynolds, we need to do something else, I would say that we should just go with an entirely different Green Lantern. We could say that he's off doing something. I don't care what, okay?
Sure.
You know, like, we just need a new Green Lantern. And so I'm thinking we need to get either, you know, John Stewart or Guy Gardner, somebody like that in there.
Well, John Stewart would be the next best one because he is the most.
Yeah, so let's just grab Idris Elba and call it good.
We've talked about doing.
I know I had a problem with, you know, I'm not being racist here, but like a black dude in an Aryan, you know, afterworld or wherever he was. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's all for equality, but what's he doing there? You know, this kind of doesn't make sense to me. In Thor.
Oh my god, he was awesome there, dude.
I mean, he was cool, but it's kind of.
And we actually had this. We had this argument already, motherfucker. How long ago was that, Ethan? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you motherfucker. I meant that nicely. This was a long time ago, and our co-host brought up the same thing.
Yeah.
And what we ended up coming down from was, it isn't establishing that he's from, you know, Norway, that he's Norse. It's that he's from Asgard, which is effectively heaven, Valhalla, whatever. And so he could be any race that he needs to there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what
I know what you mean. Me and my brother, who you, Aaron, have had vicious arguments about with. We had that same discussion.
I just don't care. I just don't care about that. And we're also talking about casting, you know, John Stewart. And I think that Idris Elba is a fantastic actor. And I think he can do a good job.
I think introducing a new Green Lantern character just straight up into the movie without any previous sort of setup would be premature and confusing to the audience.
Again, we could pepper that out through the other ones. Or you know what? Maybe we could, you know, we can, you know, give Ryan Reynolds a Walmart gift card or something and get a couple of days' work out of him, and he can just pass a torch. I mean, there's fixes to this.
Well, you know, if we're talking about doing another couple movies to lead up to Justice League, you know, we do a Green Lantern 2 where we set up Sinestro is basically getting fed up with the bullshit of the Green Lantern Corps and sort of doing that sort of thing and basically setting it up for him to be this big baddie, and especially if we want him to be the bad guy in the Justice League movie. You know, we could I have a vision of opening up the Justice League movie with, you know, Green Lantern all fucked up and bloodied, you know, basically re-entering Earth's atmosphere at light speed.
Ooh.
You know,
and he fucking dies, right?
Sure.
He dies, and the ring goes and finds John Stewart, dude. There's our fix, right? Fucking there.
There you go.
There's a double-edged sword with that too, because the reason why the Avengers is so successful is because the general public is already familiar with the characters, not only the character but the actors.
Yeah.
Justice League Unlimited and Justice League were highly successful cartoons featuring Jon Stewart. It went on for like 6 years.
Yeah. The
public's quite aware of.
But that's all comic book.
That is a different audience.
Exactly. Yeah. For the majority, so, that's all comic book fans.
So we have Superman catch him.
Give me that.
The problem is the Justice League movie. We gotta be honest about this. It's not gonna be a success for WB or DC or whoever if it doesn't beat the Avengers or at least comes close. So
it won't. It won't. You know, the Avengers is lightning in a bottle. It's why I was saying since the second they said they're gonna make a third Batman movie, the second they said this is happening, we knew nothing about it. It was before we had Nolan signed back on, before we knew we had Bane and Catwoman, and before we knew any of this shit, I said this movie is going to fail in comparison to The Dark Knight, because The Dark Knight was lightning in a bottle. We cannot strive for that. We just have to make the best Justice League movie that we can.
It's true.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wanted to crush the fucking Avengers. I do.
Watch it.
Now you're talking.
Money-wise, dude. And it's, you know, and I'm looking at this as a, from a business perspective. And dude, I own the fucking Avengers. I watched it today. I liked it. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying money wise, I wanted to crush it because, you know, it's a pride thing.
Well, as producers of the Justice League movie, I think it would behoove us then to do it rather than rush into a Justice League movie. We do it right and set it up right. You know,
but I agree. They're not the producers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send this to Nolan after it's edited, and he'll listen to us.
Yes,
but,
of course.
Okay, I think we have a four-way agreement here that we should give Ryan Reynolds another shot, right?
Yes. And Mark.
Okay,
Strong.
Then we don't. Absolutely, Mark Strong. I'm only keeping Ryan Reynolds because I want more Mark Strong.
Yes.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds, whatever. Mark Strong, I loved. We had this long-going joke on this podcast. Like, I can't wait to go see that Mark Strong movie that looks like it has Green Lantern in it. Mm-hmm. Because he looks so badass. And, yeah, so we got that. So, okay, we're in agreement there. We're going to leave Superman alone because we're going to assume it's awesome and the greatest thing ever because we haven't seen it yet and it's easier that way. Yeah, but everything gets good reviews early because they give it out to people that are likely to like it. That's the system.
Yeah.
Except for Green Lantern, but that movie was a fucking mess. You know, it was a mess.
It could have been a lot worse. It could have been like what they originally wanted with Jack Black and having been a musical and all that.
Yeah, No Ring. Yeah, I remember all that. Okay, so we're dealing with Superman. Okay, Ethan, where should we go next? This is partially your podcast as well. Where do we go after this? We got that established.
What, we got Superman established that it's good?
Because we don't know, we're just going to say it's good or at least workable because we can't really speculate at this point.
Well, then,
so we got the we
need to deal with Wonder Woman then. If Wonder Woman's going to be in this movie, I mean, do we do a Wonder Woman movie or do we set her up in this as a la Hawkeye and in the Avengers? You know, it's like. Or really even technically Hulk in the Avengers, you know, doesn't really have their own movie type of thing. Although obviously Hulk did, but not one a lot of people like to remember. Or do we give her own movie, and how do we go about introducing her into the mix type of thing?
Myself, I would love to see a Wonder Woman movie. I think that'd be great. I think it'd be a really good, fun movie in the vein of, you know, like Clash of the Titans or something like that, but good. Mm-hmm. But however, the smart money would be on introducing her in this movie, unfortunately. You know, when it comes down to it, I'd love to see a Wonder Woman movie directed by Joss Whedon. I think that would be awesome, but he's kind of busy, running our competition. So I say that the smart money's on introducing her in this movie. I mean, what do you two think?
That's another problem we have because we have to introduce the Flash. Yeah. We have to introduce Wonder Woman, and I mean it's they're two big, two huge characters, and they have a lot of history for you to explain in a few scenes. You know, like Wonder Woman, how do you explain that she's a demigod or whatever she is? You know, it's don't know, man. It's too much information to fit into one movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
No, it's going to be that would be difficult. I mean, what they did in what the Marvel movies did, obviously, was they introduced them in small doses in previous movies type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think with Wonder Woman, that's a bit of a disservice, but I think it's a financial risk to do a Wonder Woman movie unless you want to.
They can't even do a TV show right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I'm scared. I mean, I liked the Linda Carter show, but it was 70s stuff, and it's more a nostalgia thing for me. Like this, that newest one with Adrian Padalecki, that was a fucking train wreck.
Oh yeah,
and you know, and word of that got out to everybody, and I think it would really hurt the idea of a standalone Wonder Woman movie. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I think that this would be a great movie done right, but I think it would be risky, and I would rather put that. You know, say that we have like a nest to, you know, build a connective movie or two. And I think the smarter money would be put on the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a Flash movie is definitely something that would work.
because you would have to work out the effects, and you couldn't really do that with a Justice League budgeted movie.
Yeah.
So I think that we do need that connective tissue movie for the Flash till we can figure out the effects, establish that character. And I completely agree with what Manuel is saying, that it's a lot of information to ask of people, but maybe we need to run with what we were saying earlier about how we need to cast Hartley or whatever his name is from Arrow, so we can have the connection between the television shows and the movie, and maybe get a low budget, but like an Arrow budgeted show to do Wonder Woman correctly. I mean, you guys saw that fan trailer, right? Of that kid that made the Wonder Woman fights. Mm-hmm. It was just a guy that was working out them. That was fucking awesome. And
yeah,
so it can be done right. And it was micro budgeted. The dude did it for $100 or something like that, I read. And she was killing Nazis. I mean, it was cool. And I think that could translate to a television show. And maybe Manuel and I can get our say here and have a little bit of establishment before she's in the Justice League. And we can have a big, like a big cinematic universe and a television universe. I think that would be great. And then I do think that we need to, I think that Flash needs a cinematic budget, and I think Wonder Woman we could deal with on a television budget.
Well, definitely part of what worked about the Avengers movie was that they didn't have to waste time telling you where each character came from. You know, it's like, oh, I'm Thor, I'm from Asgard, and I'm Hulk.
But they did.
Not so much.
They did a little bit, and I was actually kind of pissing me off, because they were telling me shit I already knew in this movie. I did my homework, and I... the first 40 minutes of the Avengers. You know, I did my homework, and I have to hear this shit again. You know, they had to reestablish. Go ahead.
But that's you and me that are fans. But you have to understand they're trying to reach the mass market. They're not. They already have the comic book fans. They know that. But they
completely agree.
It's like what Stan Lee says: every comic book is somebody's first. So they have to
completely
by default.
Agree.
They have to try to do that. You know.
I completely agree. It should not take 45% of your screen time, though. And that's what I'm saying. You know, sure, do it in the helicarrier. Yeah, I'm Captain America, and they unfroze me. Oh, yeah, well, that's nothing. You know, I come from Asgard. I mean, that could be done in a conversation, and they spent a good chunk of the runtime of the movie on it, and that kind of pissed me off because I've seen these movies already. And I get it that we do need to do that, but do we need to spend that much time? And I'm not blaming this all on Marvel because I had to sit through it again in Batman Begins. I know what the hell happened with Batman. I've read a comic book, but I understand that people do need to have their hands held a little bit. I get that, but I think that they spent too much time on it, and I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, but guess what? For the Justice League, it's going to be even worse. Because nobody...
Oh, I know it.
Yep.
Well, we got Superman, we got Batman, we got Green Lantern, so, I mean, we got that. And if we're smart and we do our idea with Wonder Woman and, Green Arrow, we got those ones. So at this point, we just need Flash, right?
Yeah, basically.
And this is what
so,
what I was thinking, now that we decided on Mark Strong as the villain, I'm super happy with that. The way I had it figured out was, instead of using Mark Strong, I didn't even think about him. What I thought was, how do we introduce? I was thinking of introducing Aquaman in the Justice League movie, and the way that I would do it is this: he would start out being not the villain, but forced to fight Earth because somebody deceived him,
mm-hmm.
and somebody attacks Atlantis, and he has to retaliate, and the forces of Atlantis are so overwhelming that. The big guns have to step in and say, we have to control
it. It definitely has to be a global problem. It has to be something that not just Superman can handle. I mean, Superman can't handle it alone, and Wonder Woman can't handle it alone.
Superman
it has to be...
Exactly. Yeah. And, none of these people could handle Sinestro alone, though.
And that, yeah,
and that's I'm loving this Aquaman idea, though. I'm loving this.
I can see Sinestro being Machiavellian and sinister like that.
Yeah. Hey, my God.
Hence the
Maybe Sinestro could be escalating the problem with the Atlanteans. Maybe he went and put that idea in their ear. You know, I mean, there's a way to do two villains here, right?
Yeah. It could be Ares too. that could also God. Be the backstory.
Ares and Sinestro and Ares, Sinestro, and the fucking Aquaman. Do we want the Justice League to lose?
Well, no, because then they would have everybody started fighting, and you know that would also bring in Wonder Woman, have her reason to be there.
What I figured out with Wonder Woman was, like a messenger from Atlantis goes to Themyscira and tells them we were attacked by Earth by surface dwellers, how they call them, and we're going to war against them. So Themyscira, Wonder Woman is not the queen; it's her mom, and she said we have to defend Earth because they're gonna destroy Earth. So they said no, we can't go to war against Atlantis because we have a peace agreement. So Wonder Woman goes off on her own.
And God knows we don't want an Amazon's attack movie.
Exactly. No, we don't want that.
Oof. Yeah, but I still say that we need to get Linda Carter to play Hippolyta. I think that'd be awesome.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I think that would work.
Voice of her.
We gotta do Linda Carter. We gotta have the throwback to the TV show. People loved that show, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It might be goofy now, but I like that show still. I got a lot of nostalgia for it. I like both of these ideas. I mean, I love the idea of getting Aquaman in there, but I really, even more than I love that, I do love the idea of salvaging Sinestro. Mm-hmm. Because that's my biggest beef with the Green Lantern movie. I'm like, I don't care about frickin' I don't care about
that would allow Sinestro to be the quote unquote villain in Green Lantern 2, and he gets quote defeated, and obviously he falls to Earth or whatever, and you know he's then a dark figure in the shadows doing his thing.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Sinestro was the villain, and right at the end of the movie where we all think that he's beaten, he throws like a giant beam of ray or something like that, and for some reason he throws it like at the ocean or something and explodes, and Atlantis thinks they're under attack, and it was Sinestro the whole time, and then for the second movie we set that up.
I'm loving all this, guys.
I'm sure they want to do a second movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I want to see a Green Lantern, too. The first movie was interesting enough for me to want to see the second one, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to be walking out of this podcast wanting to watch Green Lantern. I expected I'd be walking out wanting
it's
to watch
HBO
one of the Batmans.
Every other hour. So.
Well, I have the Blu-ray, so that's too, no problem.
So. Actually, yeah. I have that.
I bought it.
I have that character poster of Mark Strong as Sinestro. That's like the only, like, other than the movie master of him. I have that poster like hanging on my wall. It's just like awesome.
I didn't know there was a movie master of Sinestro. Sweet. I have the Hector Hammond poster. That's a badass poster. I mean, maybe Hector Hammond wasn't so. It was a cool poster. Whatever about the character.
What was the guy's name that played?
Peter Skarsgård.
He was pretty good as a creep, I think. Like, I mean,
yep. He's a good actor. You know, he's a good actor.
It's in his blood, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I think we have a good. I mean, are we missing anything here? I think we have characters. I think we have.
We haven't talked villain.
We have story.
We haven't talked about how we get the Flash involved.
Okay, how would we get the Flash involved? Who's our resident Flash master? I know it's not me.
Unfortunately, it's not me.
I know he's a cop.
You could have Sinestro destroy Central City.
I know he's a cop, so if there's a global attack, like something Sinestro or Atlantis would do, all police forces will be notified, or they will be on top of the game, like, all right, we're under attack, and he can get there. He can get there, no pun intended, in a flash.
Yeah, he's forensics.
Yeah, he's forensics.
He's a forensic scientist. So the way I'd put him in there would be, since he's obviously a forensic scientist, he's a smart one. He can actually start, maybe be the one that forensically or somehow figure out like that something else is behind this, that, you know, this that Sinestro was behind it in some fashion, you know, that it wasn't, that things aren't what they seem like. He detects a spectrum of energy or something like that because he can look in other dimensions or something like that. Who knows? But we could definitely use that whole cop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yeah, that's, I think that's weird. Isn't that kind of lazy that Barry Allen and Wally are both forensics guys?
That's not our fault.
I mean, isn't it?
That's not our fault. Like,
I guess.
Well, it isn't our fault, but I do think it's kind of lazy. I mean, they pretty much took Barry Allen, made him less of a stick in the mud, and gave him red hair and called it good.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so that's an easy enough fix. So we know that we're going to be doing something with Batman, and we decided to quit arguing about that. But I think we have it established that we want to try to use John Blake. We don't know. We're gonna run with the mythology. What?
Nothing.
Go ahead. I
think Manuel's head just exploded right there.
that's all right.
My brain just broke.
A majority rules, my friend. We decided we're gonna go. Actually, we never even agreed on that, so you know your head doesn't need to break. Yeah, we know that we're gonna still tootle question around with that. We're gonna question mark on Batman right now. We're gonna run with the Henry Cavill stuff because we haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. We figure with a little bit of poking and prodding and maybe a second movie, we can fix Green Lantern.
Yeah.
We decided we're going to connect the television shows with the Arrow television show, and I think Manuel and I are gonna make a Wonder Woman show off on the side and get that going.
As long as I get
so that's what we're gonna do. You can be the costumer. How's that sound?
Me? Oh, him. Okay.
No, there's...
Okay, whoever. We can all be executive producers.
Woohoo!
We'll get a big fat check. There we go. We're going to run with Ethan's idea of making the whole Barry Allen as a cop thing. Or, I'm sorry, the Flash, Barry Allen as a cop, and holy shit, stuff blew up and we're there in a flash. We're going to do that. And what did I miss? Wonder Woman and...
I'm just thinking that for the Flash, maybe it could be a little like more personal for Barry Allen. Like, say Sinestro, like, probably executes Iris West or something, like, in front of him.
That'd be cool.
Well, it could be just entirely, you know, Barry Allen is trying to basically get word to, you know, Superman and Batman and these other people who seem to be, you know, well, Atlantis is attacking. We have to deal with this. And he's like, but, you know, there's something else going on here. And he basically has to rush in and try to get between everything, being the hero that he is, you know. Or it's like, and the battlefield could be, you know, Central City. Who knows?
Yeah, a lot of things to ponder.
Yes.
And did we decide on Sinestro or Aquaman, or were we going to do both?
I think we're going to do both.
Badass! I'm in line. I'm going to buy a ticket.
I do kind of feel sorry for poor Martian Manhunter, though, even though he was one of the original seven.
Son of a bitch. We don't have any Martian Manhunter. Hey, that's what we got for the sequel.
Yeah.
We got to do something cool for the sequel.
As long as it's not David Ogden Steers from that horrible pilot.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We reviewed that.
Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
The gut.
I remember that.
Hey, since we decided to stick with Ryan Reynolds, can we cast Idris Elba as Martian Manhunter?
Ooh, that will work.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
That will work. And so we need to get working on this one. Who? Dennis Haysbert? I do not want Martian Manhunter trying to sell me insurance.
Are you a good head?
Zing. Are you in good hands?
Are you in good mouth and hands?
His voice is just so sexy, though. It's all smooth.
I know.
He'll have to be the new Kilowog then. So.
Yeah, that's true.
He's already the new
Kilowog. Kilowog is dead. That sucks. Okay, gentlemen, do we have anything else that we need to discuss about this?
Nothing is it.
I think we've got the building blocks of something. So.
I think we got the building blocks. Now we need to hire a writer.
Yes.
Uwe Boll? All right, Uwe Boll, and we'll just do the...
Yeah, I hear he works cheap.
We've got to get a writer, but I think... Yeah, I hear that he works cheap. But no, he's an awful writer. But I do think that we do have some building blocks here that I do think a writer could work with. I mean, they might be wanting to punch us after, you know, trying to turn all, you know, what took us... an hour to discuss into a 90-minute, you know, movie mm-hmm. with all of our ideas, but I think it's a good starting point. So, yeah, I think we're gonna go from here. We're gonna call that our discussion about the Justice League movie. Now, before we sign off and stick a fork in this bitch, this is the time in the show when Ethan and I plug what we're doing, and you guys feel free to plug what you're doing. What's going on in Ethan's world this week?
Other than
internet wise,
lovely website fun stuff dealing with all that wonderful, awesome, horribleness. I do have the results for the first round of the pop culture movie showdown.
We forgot about that.
Yes, and I'll get round two posted within the next couple days. But I wanted to do the first round here. The first round had, I believe. I believe it was 16. Yeah, it had 16 matches going on. We had Connor McLeod versus John Murdoch, and John Murdoch, of course, being a character from Dark City.
Right.
Connor McLeod wins that match.
Obviously.
Pretty decisively. Yep, the Highlander, pretty decisively. So I guess John Murdoch tries to tune, Connor chops his head off. Then awesome. We had Maximilian, who is the big red robot from the Black Hole, versus the Terminator. So robot versus robot. Another decisive victory for the Terminator in this case. So the Max, of course, was terminated. In the next match, it was Ellen Ripley versus Sean Riley from Shaun of the Dead. And Ellen Ripley, of course, from the Aliens film. Not as decisive a victory, but Ellen Ripley did eke it out in that one. So,
fucking boo.
So good. So Sean was slacking off too much, and
listeners.
Ripley, of course, took him out. In the fourth match, it was Jason Bourne from the Bourne films versus Maximus Decimus Meridius from Gladiator.
Oh man,
Maximus.
Almost as close as the Ellen Ripley, Sean Riley. This one, the winner of this one was Jason Bourne.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, whoa. Jason Bourne. No love for Maximus.
I call bullshit, one. Sir.
Then in match number five was one of my personal favorites. It was Rambo, everybody's great PTSD expendable Vietnam vet, versus Neytiri from that Avatar. So it was Rambo versus the blue chick, and Rambo very decisively killed the hell out of Neytiri.
Yeah, right.
And this next one I thought was entirely appropriate. It was Neo from the Matrix versus John Matrix from Commando. Now,
Neo, right?
No, actually, this one went with John Matrix.
What?
The classic one from Arnold Schwarzenegger, awesome. John Matrix, greased himself up and took out the one.
Threw a pipe through him.
Right, exactly. In the next match, it was Martin Blank from Gross Point Blank versus Elvis from Bubba Hotep. And in that, we are big Bruce Campbell fans. Elvis, of course, beats out Martin Blank anytime.
A lot?
About the same ratio as Rambo and Neytiri. It wasn't a complete landslide, but it was close. Then we had...
It wasn't like Indiana Jones versus Ash last year, was it?
No. And we have some more... there are some pretty decisive ones I'll get to here in just a second.
All right.
Then there's Scott Howard, the Teen Wolf, versus Xander Cage, or Triple X. Scott Howard, the Teen Wolf,
kill each other.
Well, Teen Wolf managed to eat him, so
good.
Teen Wolf wins that one.
Right.
Then we've got El Mariachi, the Mariachi from El Mariachi and Desperado and Once Upon a Time in Mexico, versus Frank Martin, the Transporter. And the Mariachi manages to win this one.
Right on.
Then two black and white favorites going at it. We have Kane from Citizen Kane, of course, Charles Foster Kane, versus Kikuchio from Seven Samurai. And in a
pretty much a landslide. Kikuchiyo slices Kane into two equal halves with his giant buffoonish sword.
Yeah, I love both those movies, but I kind of got to agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. And the next one, we had Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the film Buffy the Vampire Slayer versus Forrest Gump. Both of them love probably it. Equally as mentally disabled. Buffy manages to win.
Wow. About that.
Then we got, this one was a close one. We had The Wicked Witch of the West versus Tron. The winner of this by one vote was Tron.
Oh, boo!
Tron? From
Tron.
From the Disney movie? Yeah.
From the Disney movie. Beat out Wicked Witch by one
Tron
vote.
Regular Tron.
She's a witch!
It's a classic Tron.
Yeah.
I guess Tron brought a bucket of water. What can I say? Then we had Axel Foley from Beverly Hills Cop versus Buckaroo Banzai. And Buckaroo Banzai wins
Buckaroo
this
Banzai.
One. Yeah, Buckaroo Banzai wins this one. He beats Axel pretty soundly.
Fuck yeah.
Jake and Elwood Blues taking on the Tramp. From obviously all of Charlie Chaplin's movies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dog.
No.
like Lady Amza?
And I am sorry, Aaron. It's a pretty decisive Jake and Elwood Blues on this one. Although Tramp did
fucking quit this fucking podcast.
Tramp did get a couple votes there.
Every one of you.
Maybe this will help make it up. Maybe this will help make it up, because the next one was Martin Riggs versus Hans Gruber. Hans Gruber wins. You know, what more can I say? It's Martin starts going crazy, Hans just shoots him in the face.
I think I was pretty mad all the way through last year because Hans went out first round.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's
so
good.
He is going on. And then the last match of round one, it was Nicholas Angel from Hot Fuzz versus Jeffrey from The Killer. And Nicholas Angel wins out over Jeffrey.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that kind of... Yeah,
that's badass. That's cool. I like seeing that. Well, I love The Killer, but
yeah. And in the next round, round two, which the voting will go up within the next day or two, is going to be first match is Kikuchiyo versus Jake and Elwood Blues. Then we have Rambo versus the Terminator in a musical mayhem matchup. We've got Elvis versus the Mariachi.
Oh, cool.
Then we've got Tron versus John Matrix. Buckaroo Banzai versus Nicholas Angel. That's a tough one. Scott Howard versus Buffy. That's an appropriate one, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. I like that.
Hans Gruber versus Jason Bourne. And then Connor McLeod versus Ellen Ripley. So
Jason Bourne beat fucking Maximus. This is horseshit.
This is horseshit, but the fucking Tramp one lost also, so this whole thing is fraudulent. Okay, cool. Yeah. Hey, no, not the dog. Fucking Charlie motherfucking Chaplin. Come on, man. Where can people vote for this, Ethan?
You can vote for it on the website at confessionsofamoviesnob.com.
Is that not on Gamers Haven?
No, it's not on Gamers Haven. It's just on the confessions site.
I'll throw up a link on my webs on Project Uncool and, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, they can definitely vote on confessionsofamoviesnob.com. Okay, yep. Other than that, Ethan, what's going on with Why Not Write?
I started up a blog last Friday called Why Not Write, pledging to write in it once a day. I still need to write in it today. I've been dealing with some lovely server issues for a couple days now, so it's hopefully those are remotely fixed, and I don't have to worry about those anymore or deal with them anymore. But Why Not Write just basically is a blog to help me get start writing again, something I have fallen off of over the last several years, and I need to get back on that, so that's what I'm doing.
Cool. On Project Uncool, I have not written since last Friday. I've had a busy-ass weekend, but I've got some cool shit to do. I have started my article that I'm either going to get posted today or tomorrow. and I'm going to tell you the title of it, but on the content of it, we're going to leave alone. I'm calling it the greatest blog entry to be written in the history of mankind or the internet. So that is what you can look forward to on. Yeah, it's very humble. So that's what you can look forward to on projectuncool.com. And Manuel, what's going on with you on the internet, on the interwebs? Where can we check your stuff out?
Well, I write a blog around like 3 times a week on my website on www.truthfulcomics.com. And I write a column for this other website in the Taylor Podcast Network. And everything that I'm doing right now, I have a nonprofit organization called Comics for Christmas, which we basically we go to hospitals and orphanages and stuff like that, and we give away free comic books to the kids that me and my wife buy. And everything everything that we do, we upload it on the website so people can keep track of what we're doing. Right now, we have a visit to the Virginia CH Children's. How do you call it? Children's Hospital of the King's Daughter. We have a visit in April. Yeah, we've already been there a few times. Like we usually go around Christmas, but this Christmas we moved, so we couldn't go. But right now we said we have a date for April. So yeah,
that's very. And this can all be found on truthfulcomics.com.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely go and check that out and pledge and. You guys take donations, right?
Yeah. We take donations.
Yeah.
If people want to send comic books, and we have all the information right there in the website.
Okay. Yeah, definitely check that out. It's a good cause. I've been seeing it up. It's very admirable. It's cool to see that going up. Corey, do you have anything going online? Do you have any blogs or anything like that?
Not yet, but in but in May, me and this friend of mine we're gonna try to launch a webcomic. It's called The Monster, and hopefully by the end of May it should be all up and live.
Wow.
It should be all up online in May. Hello?
Okay. Well then, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'll keep track of that on Facebook and whatnot, and maybe when it's getting closer to launch, we can have you back on so you can promote it out and do stuff like that.
That's fine.
So that'll be good stuff. That'll be good stuff. Okay. So we've all pimped our wares and whored ourselves out. Do we have anything to add before we say goodbye?
No, I don't think so.
Corey, Manuel.
Ethan's face has been staring at me like this entire time, which is
kind of
unsettling, right? Yeah.
And Manuel's trying to smash us with the hammer. Too.
I get that a lot. That whole stop staring at me uncomfortably thing.
Uh huh. Yeah, totally. Looks all like right. We lost Manuel.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there?
But he's back. Yeah,
there we
I'm
go.
Back.
Yeah, he is back. Okay, we were just saying our goodbyes. We're going over our final thoughts, and Corey said it was freaking him out that Ethan's been staring at him this whole time. Do you have anything to add?
No, man. I'm just happy to be here. It was fun.
Yep.
I hope we can do it again sometime.
Yeah,
definitely.
We will do it. Yeah, when we get this done, I'm sending it straight to Nolan, and we're going to get this movie made, and we're going to be millionaires because this movie is going to cross all competition.
If he shows up at my door, I'll see.
Okay.
You're going to see a picture on Copy's website. It's me lying down in my Batman. Snuggie.
Yeah, we don't want you fainting, so I'll just have him send Tom Hardy instead. That'll be fine.
This sounds good.
This movie's going to be bigger than Liam Neeson's cock.
It's going to be bigger than Liam Neeson's cock.
I'm actually resting on it right
that's
now.
That's a big movie.
That is a big movie.
I have an idea here, guys. We usually sign off by saying, let your geek flag fly. And I think we have two Spanish speakers here. How do you say let your geek flag fly in Spanish?
No, my Spanish is terrible.
That sounds just like English.
It sounded just like English, but I thought it meant something else. Huh.
You have to say, levanta tu bandera, geek.
There it is.
Wow. Once more.
Levanta tu bandera, geek.
What he said.
What he said. Let's Geek Flag fly, everybody.